Francis Bacon was an English politician, philosopher, and author of 16th and 17th centuries. As one of the most influential thinkers in this time of scientific revolution, Bacon advocated the importance of knowledge and reason and made a great contribution to the development of the inductive method of thinking. His statement concerning rhetoric goes like this. The duty and office of rhetoric is to apply reason to imagination for the better moving of the will. The key ideas seems to be reason, imagination, and will. I think what Bacon was saying is that reason, as the spirit of scientific age, and as a structure, will form, and will organize a style of thinking, can help tame the wild and unformed imagination so as to produce powerful arguments that could persuade people and change their will. In other words, science, or the power of knowledge, produced through a process of methodical procedures, will be an effective way to make others accept your statements and ideas. The lesson that I have learned is the audience may be unprepared for what a speaker has to say in speech. Their imagination will run wild in all directions because of their own personal concerns. If a good speaker can present well-organized ideas and arguments to the audience, he will create a new order in the audience's wild imagination. That is to say, the speaker will have to organize his own ideas and arguments before he can persuade others. And the most effective way to convince people is to give the supportive and constructive instance to convince them through the reasonable logic. In that sense, to use rhetoric well means the speaker will have tried to reorganize the audience's thinking. This power over the audience is what rhetoric strives for.